That is the topic, but I will just clarify something before I start, since we are all using the board today, just shortly. From the title, so we have PB led to CrO5, which is the parent compound. And what we do in this research, we are doping with lanthanum atoms, and we are replacing, for example, X atoms instead of lead at lead side. So that is the compounds that we are working. So when we say lead chromium oxide, we refer to this compound, and then lanthanum doped compounds are this. And where X can be, for X equals zero, of course, we have the parent compound. So that is just to clarify. Because I'm extremely nervous, I won't use the pointer. I will just go all over the screen, so I will keep to this side. In this presentation, I will introduce these compounds, lead chromium oxide, and I will introduce the technique we use to prepare the compounds. And afterwards, I will show you the experimental data that we obtained for the structural, electrical, magnetic, and thermal properties of these compounds. And I will conclude with a few remarks. So the interest in lead chromium oxide exists since 1980s, even earlier than that, but mainly in the optical properties. People have measured the photovoltaic effect and photoconduction in these materials. And due to their optical band gap, 2.3, 2.4 electron volts, it makes them very good candidates for applications such as photodetectors or dosimeters. But our motivation in this project was to study the impact of lanthanum doping on how it affects the magnetic and electrical properties of lead chromium oxide. So first, the crystal structure of lead chromium oxide is monoclinic with space group of C2 over M, and Z is equal to 4. It is important to know, that's why I don't need the pointer, there's an arrow, that chromium is forming CrO4 tetrahedron in the structure, which leads to valence of chromium to be 6+. Also, in this slide, you can see the lattice parameters of the unit cell and the total volume calculated of the unit cell. To prepare these samples, the first step is to dissolve the chromium nitrate in distilled water. And afterwards, we are adding the lead oxide and lanthanum oxide in appropriate amounts to this mixture. And we are this is added in a crucible that is afterwards heated so the water will evaporate. And there, the next step is heating at 500 degrees Celsius for 24 hours. After we have that combined powder, we grind it well, and then we press pellets. And the final sintering is at 650 degrees Celsius for 72 hours, when we hope that we're going to obtain the lead lanthanum chromium oxide structure. But in order to check if we did so well, we use X-ray powder diffraction. So in this slide, I have results of two results. That is for the lead chromium oxide, we call it the parent compound, and the lanthanum doped for 15% lanthanum present in the structure. And I was happy to see that we didn't have any impurity peaks, which leads that the crystal structure formed is it is a monoclinic C2 over M. And it is important to note from this data that from the lattice parameters, we can see that parameter A decreases, but parameter B and C of the unit cell in this structure are increasing, which leads to increase of the total volume of the unit cell. And as well, the angle beta is decreasing, but because in the volume, the calculation is related to the sine function, it means that also contributes to the increase of the net volume of the unit cell. So what we can conclude is that since doping with lanthanum increases the volume of the unit cell in this compound, we can expect that there will be changes in the electronic and electrical and magnetic properties in these samples. So we measured the resistivity in order to observe the electrical properties. We measured the resistivity as a function of temperature. Just before I go to the graph, I will just mention that it is important to note that since the valence of lanthanum is 3+, and we are replacing for lead, which is 2+, that means that in the structure we are introducing, we are adding electrons because of the valence of the lanthanum is larger than the valence of the lead. So adding electrons, of course, it will what we expected is decrease in the resistivity because we have more charge carriers, and that is can be seen from the results shown in the graph. We can see that all three samples are exhibiting semiconductor behavior, and from the relationship between the resistivity and the inverse of the, with the LAN. From the relationship of the LAN of resistivity and the inverse of temperature, that is in the smaller graph, we obtained the energy gap for these samples, which are the values are presented right above the graph. And we can see it is important to note that doping with lanthanum significantly reduces the energy gap in these materials, which can be very useful. Furthermore, we did measurements of the magnetic moment in these samples. Now here it's important to note that, as I mentioned at the beginning, chromium is 6+, which leads to empty d orbital. If we have empty d orbital, we don't expect any magnetic moment in this compound. So we would expect a diamagnetic behavior. But due to the oxygen deficiency, because we are making ceramic compounds, only a few atoms are enough to lead to a decrease in the chromium valence to 3+, which would lead to some magnetic moment in the overall compound. So in the overall magnetic moment of the compound. So it is important to note that we observe some transition in near 310 Kelvin, as I'm pointing out, and we didn't know what is this transition at the beginning. So furthermore, we did the same measurement for the lanthanum doped samples, as we can see from these two graphs. And as I already mentioned, so the introducing lanthanum in these compounds decreases the valence of the chromium from 6+ to 3+. That leads to extra having extra electrons, which will lead to increase of the net magnetic moment, which can be seen from these results. But we can also observe that the transition is also seen in these results, but it is the temperature is slightly shifted to lower. Previously was near 310, and now it's 290. And 287 respectively for more dopant as we increase the concentration of lanthanum. And we can also see that the transition is more visible. So doping with lanthanum in these compounds slightly shifts the temperature of this transition and also makes the transition more visible. We also, the small graph that I have, I did measurement of magnetization as a function of the magnetic field just to observe if we can see, and we can see that there is a small hysteresis loop, and we can conclude from this behavior, especially the transition, that introducing lanthanum in this compound introduces some weak ferromagnetism in the compound. Because we have observed this transition in magnetization measurements, we did preliminary measurement using differential scan and calorimetry. This is a technique that is used to investigate if samples, for example, undergoes a transition, if the sample will absorb or release energy. And usually measurement is done by we are measuring a heat flow over the sample with respect to a reference. So if the sample absorbs and the system is keeping up the temperature difference constant, so if the sample absorbs some heat, it will be recorded on the data because the system is keeping up with the reference. It wants to keep a constant line. And so in this graph, I have plotted the heat flow as a function of temperature. And to both samples, lead chromium oxide and lanthanum, with the lanthanum doped sample for 15%, we observe this transition. And we can see that we observe endothermic transition, which means the sample have absorbed energy. And we can see that the transition temperature is near 10 degrees Celsius, which is near, in kelvins, which is 283 kelvins, which is not very far from the transition observed in the magnetization measurement. So I think I've talked too fast. I hope you were following me, but these are my concluding remarks. I don't know how many minutes I have. But the three major conclusions are that the doping with lanthanum in this semiconductor lead chromium oxide modifies the lattice parameters in the unit cell. It also causes the large reduction of the energy gap and induces a weak ferromagnetism. Further work is in progress to study this. We believe it's the chemical nature of chromium that is causing these interesting properties. And at the very end, I would like to thank you for listening. I would like to thank all the previous presentations that I have listened because I learned a lot. I didn't use the word quantum. That was interesting. I learned a lot about quantum dots. That was useful. And I would like to thank to Perimeter Institute for funding the accommodations and the traveling for this conference and organizing the conference. And very important for me to thank the MRI, CFI, NSERC, and the Brock University for giving me opportunity to do this, all these experiments in our lab. Thank you.